cause me to come, cause me to drink, cause me to live.
Amen. Sing that chorus. Turn your eyes. One more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the thing grant that, Lord, tonight, that the things of earth would grow very strange. That's what we need. And I just want to share something before we go to prayer. Kind of been thinking of this recently as we approach him tonight. This is just beautiful. This is just a short little quote from the presence of God unrecognized. He says, if we could only do that tonight, people. If we could only, well, listen to this, only realize he's appearing to us in these meetings for one purpose. Listen to this. That's to release our desires that we have in him to us. Look at how much he wants to bless you, how much he wants to show himself, how much he wants to prove himself. Was that just before? Or is he the same today? Let me read that. Just one more time. He's appearing to us in these meetings for one purpose. That's to release our desires that we have in him. You believe that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, it is our, we're asking for this tonight. That you would meet our needs. That you would come amongst us, Lord, and may each one have an encounter, a time of communion with you tonight is my prayer. Lord, I know you asked us, you bid us, you said you want us to ask. Lord, we're asking for great things tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, for each one, Lord, for the many needs that we have. Lord, we're asking for healing of the sick. Lord, for salvation, maybe there's somebody who's not fully surrendered their life. Lord, may tonight be the night. Father, for those that are weary and discouraged, would you encourage and refresh them? If anybody needs their cup filled back up, would you do that tonight? But I think each one of us can relate to that. Lord, fill our cups tonight. And we believe that you are here. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You do desire so much to prove yourself, to express yourself, Lord. You're mindful of every care, every need that we have, Lord. So just, again, we look to you. Come and meet our needs. Be glorified tonight, we ask. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. How is everybody? All is well? You know, I've just been thinking, I remember years and years ago, my parents telling me, you know, seems like life just gets busier and busier and more demanding and more demanding, and finding that's true. So, The Lord is faithful. He keeps us, you know, but sometimes you just, I don't know, life gets so busy, so demanding. If anybody finds the pause button or the slow down button, please let me know. I sure would like that. Everybody, all is well. Thank you, Lord. So I didn't quite hear the prayer request. Just keep so many needs, but keep Brother Jason in prayer. You guys saw the request earlier for his stomach. He's having some stomach trouble, it sounds like. So keep him in prayer. All right. Charity's traveling back. Mom and Dad are at the cabin, so we got a few absent tonight. That's okay. Let's just open the Word tonight. I want to get into something. Turn with me, as if you would stand, please, and then we'll turn to Ephesians chapter 3. And we will start. We're going to read a section here, but we're just going to focus on one particular verse. And we'll start with verse 14, just because this whole passage here is so rich, so beautiful. Verse 14, Ephesians 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Inner man, that's where he's working. That Christ, verse 17, here we go. Let's hold on to this one as we go forward throughout the night tonight. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, there we go, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now stop right there. What did we just read? Does he mean it? Is that real? Is it true? Is it going to come to pass? Yes, 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 amen. So believe. Hold on to these things. Claim them. It's yours. Okay, and then just verse 20, and now unto him that is able. He's able, not us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now that's pretty amazing. Beyond what we even think. According to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Just one more while you're standing. To the back. Revelation chapter 22. And here we are just going to drop in for one particular verse. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So really, I don't know, you wouldn't know yet, I suppose, unless I come out and tell you what's on my heart. So here we go. We can go, it's amazing just how the Lord works. We can read and read and read something for years and years and years. And then suddenly one day it just kind of jumps out at you. Suddenly it's quickened in a new way. Something, you know, there's something new depth and some new meaning. And that's kind of what happened here with me just recently. And so we're going to look at the meaning and study or dwell on the thought of roots, rooted in him. And this just leapt out at me again in such a beautiful way. And, you know, so many of the times, now of course, if there's farmers and gardeners among us, you guys will maybe appreciate these things much more. But just a very basic definition of a root. Root systems. A plant's root system is the network of roots that grows primarily below the surface. We know that. Although roots are often hidden from view, they are essential for plant survival, growth, reproduction, and ecosystem health. And so I just thought, whoa, I like that. Hidden from view. The part of you that is hidden from view, your roots, is what we're going to kind of think about, talk about tonight. And you know what? We just read Revelations 22, 16, and how much do you think about the root? And yes, he's the root and offspring of David. But if he's David's root, he's my root, he's your root. So put your name in there. He's the root of Michelle, the root of Rachel, the root of Anna. He is that root. And again, I think that beautiful just picture of so many of the times we're focused on this guy, this part, what's above the surface, what we see, but what about what's below the surface, that hidden part? So we're going to, again, just kind of dwell, meditate on these things tonight. And I think that, you know, it's just awesome to think about that. The part of the plant that has so much to do with its strength and its health is the hidden part. And I would say the eternal part, the part of you that never began, the part of you that is really him, those roots. And again, we with our natural thinking and our carnal eyes, we get fixated on this. But let's talk about the root system tonight. We're going to talk about being rooted and grounded. As we read in Ephesians chapter 3, they're rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded in him. He's my roots. He's your roots. Isn't that wonderful to stop and think about that for a minute? And what are you doing here? What are you doing still standing when others have walked away? Because you have roots that this world doesn't know about. You have roots that are hidden from view, roots in another dimension, roots that were in place before the world began. That's what you are, part of him. So you could simply say this is simply a renaming and a different angle, a different view of some of those same principles and beautiful things that we know, that you are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. But tonight we're calling it roots. It's your roots. Your roots are his roots. You're a part of him. I couldn't help but think of Job 38, verse 4 says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the," here we go, "morning stars sang together, and all the suns shouted for joy. Where were you? I was there. And I thank you, Lord, for this hour, this day, where that reality, the revelation of that is becoming more clear, more real. What day has there been like this day where we can say, we can go back to that? That's my beginning. That's where I started. That's where my roots are, in him." And I love how Brother Branham says this in the message, Spiritual Amnesia. He says, "Notice, and he is in me and I in him." Notice then, every Christian that's a real genuine Christian was in him. When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy, before there was a foundation of the world, we were identified in the immortal realms with God. That's your beginning. That's the your roots. 10 million years before the world was ever formed, I was back there in him. Amen. If I got eternal life, I was there with him. I was identified with him when morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. There you are. There's your roots, the hidden part of you, the part of you that never began. That's why you're here. That's why you're standing. There's your representation. So hope this is a blessing. It just encouraged me. And again, it's maybe a different way of saying some of the same things that we already know. But moving on here. Philip, how is this, by the way? Is this okay? I feel like it's a little... Move it up. That these mics are a little, the previous mics are a little touchy. So we're going back to the old fashioned ones. So, all right, moving on here. Let's just look at this. So this is just simple plant, information and root information. But as I kind of go through this, again, think spiritual, think heavenly, think about you, your roots, which are Him. All right. So the purpose of the plant root system is what? Number one, anchorage and structural support. Yes, amen to that. He's my anchor. He's my structural support. Roots anchor plants firmly in the soil, preventing them from being uprooted by wind, water, and other physical forces. Deep tap roots and extensive fibrous root systems help stabilize plants and support upright growth. He's it. He's my root system. Number two, of course, and you guys know these things, but let's think spiritual terms and let's turn our thoughts and our eyes heavenly. Water absorption, one of the primary, of course, functions of roots is to absorb water from the soil. Thank you, Lord. Number three, nutrient uptake, where we get our nutrients from Him. Number four, storage, and I'm just skipping through here, but number four, storage of energy and nutrients. And then also, I like this, drought resistance. Yeah. You can survive. You're going to survive. It doesn't matter what comes your way. He's your roots. Your root system goes back in Him before the foundation of the world. Do we live in the darkest of all ages? Yes. Is it going to get better, easier, funner? No. It isn't. Guess what? You're going to be just fine. Because your roots are in heaven. Your roots are in Him before the foundation of the world. And I like this too. Kind of goes with that previous one of drought resistance. Is increased stress tolerance. Again, He's standing for me. He's my roots. He's the reason I'm surviving and flourishing in the evilest and darkest age. It's because of Him. So I like that. Well-developed root systems help plants withstand drought, nutrient shortages, and other environmental stresses by improving access to water. Of course, this is nothing earth-shattering or new. But again, I just thought that was a beautiful picture of roots, you being rooted in Him. Pardon? Try a handheld. Really, is it? Oh, man. Interesting. I can also go back and switch the other mic if you want. So just tell me. Do you want me to stick with the handheld then or no? Yeah, okay. Honestly, saying yes, so I'm just going to keep going, all right? Sorry, everybody. Thanks for your patience tonight. And I could also just turn it all off and try to shout. That'd probably be good for me, but that's true. Exactly. All right, so let's go into some scriptures, some quotes, and this is just, you're going to see the same theme. Let's just kind of pull and draw and meditate on these things together. When we go back, when you think on these scriptures, and particularly Revelation 22, root and offspring of David, just read right over that, root and the root of Sister Janelle, the root, Sister Lenore, put your name in there. You know, we just again skim right over. So he is that. All right. So we're in Revelations. Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1. And I know this is real simple, but it's okay. Get more out of the scriptures every single day. And I have learned, and maybe this would be encouraging for the kids, and really all of us, I think, can testify. As time goes on, you realize that the scripture just continually unfolds and opens. So my prayer is always, Lord, you know, take something that maybe might seem simple, something you've known for a long time, and you say, Lord, continue to reveal that to me. I might have a good understanding of the Godhead or of this or predestination. Lord, continue to reveal. Because your depth, your well, there's no bottom to it. So our minds are fixed and finite, and we kind of tend to think, yeah, I've got that figured out. No, Lord, continue to reveal these things to me. All right, so Ephesians chapter 1, course, you probably know where I'm going. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him. There we go. When? Before the foundation of the world. There's your roots. There you are. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I don't know about you. Those things never get old. I love it. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Back just a couple books. And verse 30, the way this, I just think this ties in so richly. And that is verse, yeah, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. He placed you there. Of him? Of you? No, of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love this, Brother Bram, in the message, baptism of the Holy Spirit. He says, the Holy Ghost, that's the same Spirit of God dwelling in the people whom he's died for and put their name on the Lamb's Book of Life, which they were one with him. You were one with him in the beginning, the scripture says. So did not Jesus tell them that they were with him before the foundation of the world? Now listen, this, he says, your minds are blackened and dark, and we are all to those things. But we're not just some little coincidence happening here. We are sons and daughters of the God in the beginning of the creation of God, and been dropped down here for a witness, to witness to the grace of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? We have an eternal spirit. No one, and there's no way to stop it, God's church will be there just as sure as it can be. So I love how he takes us back to the very beginning. You were there. You were part of him, in him. There's your identification. There's your roots. That's where you started. Amen. See if I can continue to hold this in. You guys can hear me okay. Everything so far so good? All right. Thank you, Lord. Just moving on a few more. He says in Jehovah Jireh number 1, Jesus said, you haven't chosen me, but I chose you. I chose you before the foundation of the world, or you wasn't chose at all. He just come to redeem that name and all those that, whose names are not on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world is the, he says, are the only ones that's going to be there. Anyhow, you were chosen him before the foundation of the world. When the Lamb was chosen, then you were chosen with him before the foundation. And you are, as I said last night, an attribute of God's thinking. So, let me finish. He says, that's the only way that you can be eternal, the only form of eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life, and that's God. Amen. So listen, when the enemy pokes, and he tries to cause you to doubt, and he's good at that, tries to get you to look at yourself, go back to your roots, that hidden part, that part below the surface that maybe sometimes is often forgotten, but is so critical to your health, to your strength, your roots. We're good? All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I'm glad Philip's back there, not me. That's all I can say. I am a button pusher. I turn things on and off, and that's about it. So thank you, Philip and Matthew. Yeah, so again, just good things to keep in your back pocket, remembering who you are and remembering your roots and your root system. It's him. He's my roots. Thank you, Lord. I love it. All right, let's continue on just a few more. I thought this is so beautiful. Psalm 87, always one that's just blessed me, and I think we can, let's just turn there for a minute. Psalms 87, just read that. It's a short chapter. Looking at the beauty of Zion, you and I as that people in Zion, of Zion, and he's our identification. All right, verse 1, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre, and with Ethiopia, this man was born there. There you go. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. As well as the singers, as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Oh, I just rejoice in that. I think that's so beautiful. And I think more and more we can identify with that. The reality that I, you know, as Brother Branham even said, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. I got a life and a reality that's so far beyond this birth, this natural birth. I've got a part of me that was in there, in it, part of eternity. That's my real identification. And I'm just now beginning to wake up to it. It's becoming quick and it's becoming more of a reality all the time. That's who I am. That's who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, moving on. The anointed ones at the end times, he says, look at the last days. It'll be so close to deceive the very elected if it was possible. Oh my, the reason the elected won't be deceived. You know why? Is because they are the Word. Yes, you are a part of him. He's a part of you. You are the Word. He says, just like the life that's in the root, as I said a while ago, it can't deny itself. You can't deny it. He can't deny you. It is the Word, and it's in the season of the Word. I just love that. Amen. The restoration of the bride tree, he says, it's Easter again for the true believers of his never-failing Word. It's Easter. It's a resurrection. God has got people everywhere. It's Easter for them. Why? Listen to this. They've risen, amen, risen from those creeds and denomination. Come right up through there. It's Easter again. The royal seed has been hid in the roots. I like that. The royal seed's been hid in the roots. The Word hid back here in his Word for years and years and years and just now begin to be revealed. It's Easter time. Predestinated from the foundation of the world, this church is begin to stand. Amen. Amen. Don't you love it? I know this is super, super, super simple, but again, I hope it does something to our hearts, something to our just our inside man to know that reality of your roots, who you are a part of, where you began, that part of you that's below the surface, that's hidden from view. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 25, if you'd turn there next. I think, again, a beautiful picture here. Not 1 Samuel 25. Anybody? Abigail, David, right? 25 and verse 29. And I think this is so beautiful. Abigail with this revelation. She sees this. This drops down, I think. This verse 29 says, yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. That's you. That's not just David. That's you. Your life is so intertwined, so one, so much a part of him, he can't separate it. You can't separate him from you or you from him. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 12. We're just bouncing around here. Bear with me. And verse 3 says, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root, here we go, the root of the righteous shall not be moved. All right, and verse 12, here it is again, the wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The root yieldeth fruit? Yeah, because that's where the life comes from. It all comes from down there. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. It's all in him, all a part of that same life. Thank you, Lord. Okay, picking up where we left off. He says, this is in the message, thirst. He says, just remember, you were in your father's loins. When you were in your father's loins, you were with him then, but your father didn't know you then, and you didn't know your father, and you had to come and be born. God made a way through your mother, the seed bed, and then it come. And then you become a man or woman, whatever it was. Then you recognize your father, and your father could have fellowship with you. Now remember, if you've got eternal life, your life was in God at the beginning. And the life, he says, God is the word. And when the word was made flesh in Jesus Christ, God coming down to dwell in his own body, made himself the Son of God. And when God came down to dwell in that, you were in him when he was crucified. You were crucified with him, and you died with him on Calvary. You was buried with him on that mountain. You rose with him on Easter morning. And now you're seated together in heavenly places. And now you've got fellowship with him. I know these are pretty common to us, but it's a blessing. Okay, moving on. Who is this Melchizedek? He says, now we find in the beginning his attributes. You were with him then. This is when the book of life comes into view. He says, now we read over in Revelations, the 13th chapter, the 18th verse, the beast that comes on the earth in these last days will deceive all those people on the earth whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Think of it. Before Jesus was ever born, 4,000 years before he come on the earth, several thousand years before you come, Jesus, in God's mind, died for the sins of the world, and the book of life was made, and your name was put on that book of life before the foundation of the world. He says, that's Bible truth. See, your name was ordained, and God placed on the book of life, placed on the book of life before the foundation of the world. You were there in his attributes. You don't remember it, no, because you're just a part of his life. Amen, but you were there. There's your roots. That's who you are. Oh, man, I just hope it's a blessing to you. I know this is really simple, but let's just think about that tonight. The root of Peter, the root of Nate, it's who he is. That's where you started. That's that hidden part. We're the source of strength, the source of life. It's all in him, all before the foundation of the world. That's where you began. You're going to continue to stand. You're going to continue to endure. You're going to continue because he's the roots. He's your strength. He's your nourishment. Amen, that source. If we can make a little bit of a jump, and I just like this because, you know, as I was thinking of these things and we could go through the entire scriptures, and what I love more and more all the time is men and women who have stood alone, completely alone. Look at Noah. You know, think of Joseph in captivity down in Egypt. Think of Daniel, on and on. One man, one person alone. And you know what? They flourished. Yes, they were hard. There was trying. It was testing. But God sustained them. Why? They had roots in another realm, roots in another dimension, roots that began before time. And you know what? You can say the same thing about each one of us. So I just think that's encouraging. So with that in mind, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, because here's some wonderful, wonderful examples. The whole Bible, of course, is, but men and women who stood, whose roots held, and that's because their roots are in him. It's his. All right, verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 11 says, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David and also Samuel and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they were wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They held, they stood, they conquered, they overcame. Why? Because they had roots in another realm, roots in another dimension, roots that kept them, roots that held them, roots that kept them alive in the face of anything, in the face of the most grim and dire circumstances. They stood, they conquered, they overcame. Isn't that amazing to think you and I, though we don't feel worthy, we are associated, we're absolutely related, we have the same roots as these brothers and sisters did. Think about that. You have the same roots. Your beginning was the same as their beginning. The hidden part of you was the same as the hidden part of them, the part below the surface. Amen. Don't you love it? Think of these things, brothers and sisters. It may be musicians. You can come. I just want to go back over that again as we think about these things. The plant system, the root system. Again, just to reiterate, it's that anchor and that structural support. Water absorption and nutrient uptake. Storage of energy and nutrients. And I think I love this. Drought resistance and stress tolerance. You, your roots are in him. You will stand, you will overcome. Amen. Because you're that hidden part of you, your root systems, it's all him. It's in him. Thank you, Lord. Let's, you know what we get to sing? We haven't sung in quite a while. You would stand with me. I shall not be moved. Eliana, let me know how many verses. I feel like that has about 47 verses, but I... Oh, thank you. Oops.
Let's turn that off.
So we'll see. Do we know? So verse 9 verses. Let's just... You know, how about the first 4? So, I mean, we could sing it all if you guys want, but I just like this. So with all this in view tonight, we can say this. Yes, I will not be moved. Why? Because it's him. He's my roots. That's where I began. All right, let's sing. Let's start. He is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Amen. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not.
I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Amen. Amen. I think we could just keep singing that, but I already said, hey, let's go halfway through. So we got another one coming. I love, this is so fitting. I was in his mind. reality these things are, brothers and sisters. This hour that we live in, the things that we're seeing in this age that ages before us have not seen, have not known, we now have a clearer picture, a true understanding of our identification like no other age has known, I believe. We can answer, as Job asked, where was you? Where were you when I laid the foundations? I was there. I was with him. That's my roots. That's my beginning. He is my roots. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in awe, Lord, in love, in adoration, Lord, of these precious, beautiful truths. To think, Lord, that you're incomplete without us. Thank you for what you're doing, for what you're showing. Lord, these things are so precious. Just ask that you would cause us just to fall more deeply in love, Lord, with you, to treasure these things, Lord. I believe we do. Just worship you tonight, Lord, and pray as we go forward to just continue to hold these things in our hearts, Lord, and fall more in love with you each and every day. Grant it, we pray. Bless your name. Give you all thanks and praise. In Jesus Christ's name.